I'm joined today by Elizabeth Crawford, who is an author and writer about the women's suffrage movement. Thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, tell us about what you've been researching recently. There's so much to talk about. For people who may not know their exact role in history, who were the suffragettes?
Well, the suffragettes were campaigning for the parliamentary vote for women. Now, this was 100 years ago. In fact, the campaign had started way back in the middle of the 19th century. But at the beginning of the 20th century, it got a new life with the arrival on the scene of Mrs. Pankhurst and her daughters, Christabel and Sylvia. They attracted so much more publicity to the suffrage campaign, as it was called, that we now really only just think of them, of the militancy that they employed, the breaking of windows and the heckling and the public processions that they staged. Although there was escalating violence, I mean, it did end up before the First World War with actually bombs being placed. It didn't necessarily have Mrs. Pankhurst's approval, but she didn't tell them not to. But in 1911, so there was going to be decennial census, and the suffrage campaigners realised that this was a very good opportunity of employing what we would term civil disobedience, rather than attracting the attention of the police. They would do something that would involve far more women, and they suggested that women should refuse to fill in their census forms. The idea was that they would be able to write on it their protest. For instance, they could write, "If we do not count, we shall not be counted." Now, the whole point of the census was to provide information for the government, statistics for future policy, including social policy, which would obviously affect women and their children. And the women thought that as they had no say in the legislation of this policy, they shouldn't have to provide the information. And the campaign was orchestrated very quickly. I mean, the census then was on the 2nd of April in 1911, and they only began, I think, about February, getting it organised. But it was really popular because a lot of women were very sympathetic to the suffrage cause, but they didn't want to go to prison or risk being arrested for various reasons. But they were brave enough to be prepared to spoil their census paper. And even that would have attracted a fine of £5, which to a great many of these women would have been a lot of money. So it was quite a brave thing to do. In the event, the government very sensibly didn't prosecute anybody for failing to fill in their census form. They realised that that would actually attract very bad publicity for them, so they just let it go.
Absolutely. Goodness. So after that boycott of the 1911 census, they took place all over the country, but one of them took place right on our doorstep.
Yes, the idea was that women would be away from home, so they wouldn't be at home when the census enumerator came. And one group had the very bright idea of hiring several caravans. They were called Pullman caravans, so they were quite upmarket, but of course they were horse-drawn in those days, and they hired them from a yard round Paddington and drove them down through Edgware Road, Oxford Street, down to Trafalgar Square and round Trafalgar Square with a lot of placards or flying out, because there was a big rally that evening. So this was the evening of the 2nd of April, against the census in Trafalgar Square. So there was a lot of publicity and people noticed, and the newspapers wrote up about these caravans. And they carried on down Whitehall and then over the river and down to Putney Common, where they set up camp for the night. They were the people behind it were, in fact, they were called Mr. and Mrs. Marshall. Mr. Marshall was actually the solicitor to the Women's Social and Political Union. That's Mrs. Pankhurst's organisation, and his wife. And then there were about nine other women. And they got out their tea and coffee and their sandwiches, and they camped on the common. And I think some policemen came in the night and took a look at them and then went away. And in the morning, more police came, but it was all very merry, and they shared their breakfast with them and then put more placards on the caravans and drove them back. So that was Putney's bit of fame on census night. And there was a photograph taken. So these things are staged. So they'd even got a photographer from, I think it was the Daily Sketch, to come along and take a photograph of them. So it wasn't that they were really hiding. It was making a point, really.
Absolutely.
But there was a consequence, rather oddly, that it was illegal to drive horses and caravans onto the common. And so the drivers, they were male drivers from the caravan company, were actually prosecuted for driving onto Putney Common. But the magistrate very wisely thought this was all a bit of nonsense, and I think they had to pay 2 shillings or something. But I think that was the only prosecution whatsoever that was associated with the census boycott.
Yes, very significant. And I was reading, because of local history, Emily Wilding Davison, obviously famous for her events at Epsom Racecourse 2 years later, unfortunately. But she was uncovered hiding in Parliament's crypt, apparently, on that night of the census. So another local link there. Just bringing it a bit more up to modern day, do you think women can feel confident filling out the census today?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're equal with men as far as filling in these forms are concerned, that the information that goes to the government is to be used, I suppose, for policy, and women should fill it in. I mean, I don't think there's any question of a boycott this year.
No, I totally agree. Well, thank you so much for your time, Elizabeth. Really, really appreciate it. And it'll be interesting to see what this year's census looks like.